Next Monday at this same time, the makers of White King will continue the thrilling story of Chandu, the magician. And tomorrow, Saturday, when you do your weekend shopping, be sure at the head of the list, you write the words, White King. You'll like White King for washing clothes and for washing dishes, too. There's something about a dishpan full of nice, warm soap suds that makes a woman feel that her dishes will come out really clean. Every tiny granule dissolves completely in your dishwater, whips up to billowy clouds of suds. And White King suds rinse away quickly and completely, too, when you douse your dishes with hot water. Leave china, glassware, and silver so extra bright they dry in a jiffy. White King soap is extra kind to hands, too. It is so easy on lovely hands that thousands and thousands of ladies who use it say, I love White King. Yes, indeed, for washing clothes or dishes, you will love White King. It has only been by the occult wisdom of Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Chandu the Magician, that Bob and Betty Regent have been rescued from the underground caves on the island of Malta. Now, the great search for Robert Regent has been resumed. It is two nights later in Algiers. Chandler has come to the home of Maurice Chaudet, an old friend as well as an agent of the Inner Council. Chandu, the magician.
So I've come to find the ruin where Roxor has kept him.
Ah, but near Algiers are ruins by the dozen, by the hundred. Phoenician ruins, Roman ruins, even strange ruins known to no man today. Oh, no. C'est impossible, mon ami, impossible. Oh,
somebody must know where it is, Chaudet. There must be guards. Someone must take food and water to the place.
Ah, but how to find these men?
I want you to engage an Algerian you can trust and send him into the native quarter. Rumors of anyone living in a ruin would spread through the markets like wildfire.
Oui, mon ami. We begin with that. You wonder about the music, huh?
I was beginning to suspect you of concealing a harem.
No. One wife is enough for me. No, I will tell you. You have seen how the street is so narrow that three men cannot walk together.
I have indeed.
And how the upper stories of the houses come out over the street. Some are only a few centimeters apart.
Well, what you mean is the music's coming from the house across the way.
Oui. I have often wished it is not necessary that I must live in this quarter of the city.
For all sure, you have been here a long time.
And not one night, but my Marie has wept to return to Paris. Mon Dieu, but we are driven mad by the music.
Well, you needn't live in this very house. Why not move to another street?
Écoute, mon ami. I have fear that when we'll come to make his report to me, and if he cannot find me, important information may be lost.
I'll see what I can do about getting you a vacation.
Especially
now that Roxor is dead. How's that?
Marie will burn a candle for you, mon ami. Since the servants found a native hiding in the house, she does not sleep.
What's that? Who was it?
We learn nothing, Chandler. We have given him to the police. So now we have talked enough for the moment, eh? You will have something to eat and a glass of wine.
Well, thank you. I am hungry. I hurried off from the hotel without having dinner.
When I return to Paris, where we ring for a servant instead of clapping the hands, I shall be... enchanté. Where is he? Yacoub, bring us food and wine.
I wonder if I could talk to the man you found hiding here. Did he put up a fight when you handed him over to the police?
No, he made no resistance, no. Bien, here's the wine, at least. But you are not Yacoub.
Effendi, Yacoub is very sick. He asked me to come tonight. Yacoub serves you again tomorrow.
Well, what is his illness? Is it that I shall send a physician?
No, Effendi. The Algerian doctor has given Yacoub a potion. Tomorrow he will be well again.
Well, pour the wine and bring food for my friend. He has had no dinner.
As you say, Effendi.
You are staying in the house with Yacoub, perhaps?
No, Effendi. If the Effendi pleases, I will go when there is no more to be done tonight.
Well, send him away now, Chaudet. I'm really not hungry.
Bien. Do not bring the food until I call you.
As you will, Effendi.
Today, how long has Yakub been with you?
Oh, a few years. Three, I think. Why do you ask?
Has he ever done this before?
Ah, no, 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 no. Yakub is never ill. You are kind to concern yourself.
Doesn't it seem odd that he should get in a man to take his place without telling him?
One cannot say what these natives will do.
Yes, but coming right on the heels of finding a man prowling around here at night. Trude, do you keep much money here? Has your wife any jewelry that...
Oh, no, 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 no. I mean, we have nothing to be stolen.
Then, are you sure no one knows your real business? Not even your wife?
No one knows it. Here I am only a student of archaeology. I do believe Marie wonders, but she says nothing.
Where does that door behind you lead?
Into the hall, which runs into the kitchen, but why?
That fellow's trying to hear what we're saying.
What?
I'm going to follow him when he leaves.
Because you think he's a thief?
No, because I think someone's found out what you're really doing.
Ah, mon Dieu.
It's not just coincidence, this fellow showing up the very night I arrive here.
Ah, but consider, Chandler, he will lead you around so many corners in these narrow alleys that you will be lost and learn nothing.
He won't know me.
Ah, but he has seen you with me.
Surely you haven't by any chance kept the Arabian clothes you used to wear when you first joined us?
No, not those, no. But I have others I am to wear in the carnival. Of a truth, they are rags.
Splendid. Get them, will you? Quick. I must be dressed by the time you dismiss the fellow for the night.
Well, Marie has but today put them in the chest under the window here. There. Voilà. Look, regard them.
Just the thing. Even a beard, fine.
I know you're well skilled, Chandler, but remember, it is not easy to conceal yourself in the narrow streets.
No, I'm not going to conceal myself.
No?
In fact, I'm going to disguise myself as a beggar.
Why not?
Here, give me a hand with this beard.
Arms, arms, for the love of Allah!
By the beard of the prophet, dost thou speak to me, beggar?
Arms, arms!
Pestilence, I have no money.
Arms!
But on my pilgrimage to Mecca, I made a vow that for 1 year I would turn no hungry beggar away. Now I am beset with...
Arms, I starve!
It is the will of Allah. Must take thee to my master's house and give thee food. Come.
Let us go quickly. I faint with hunger.
There's only 3 steps across the street. Inside, thou must be silent. My master will have us all beaten with whips. I must leave thee here in the darkness. If my master's not here, I will take thee into his own room. Make no sound.
Miki, is thy star. Why have you returned so soon?
Oh, master, I did not know.
But thou ceased to call me master.
Uh-oh. I'd better get out of sight.
I'm obeying thy orders to call thee master, Botros.
The order was given when word came of the master's death in Cairo. Light the candles.
Candles?
He is alive.
Alive?
He is coming to Algiers as fast as the ship can bring him here. Light the candles.
Allah! But he is not here.
Did I say he was here?
No, Botros, but I thought...
Light more candles. Mashallah, thou art like a man who expects to see the devil. Fima.
Mahalesh, why does the master come here now?
The messenger said he did not know, but I am wiser than he.
Thou knowest? Is it so, Botros?
It is so.
Tell me then.
Botros does not disclose his mind.
Ah, thou art great, Botros. Thou art well beloved in the heart of Roxor.
Roxor has no heart. He is a stone in the image of a man. He has told me that is why he is great.
Aye.
I would not stand in the babuchas of Chandu for a mountain of gold.
Chandu! Chandu the magician!
He burned Roxor's house in Cairo by his magic. But Roxor did not die in the flames. He is...
The bell of the secret door.
Aye, it is Roxor himself. Open the door and then go. If I have need of thee, I will call.
Thou sayest, Potter.
Master, we had thought we dead. Thou art ill?
Not ill, but from head to foot I am covered with burns.
Thy hands, oh, mashallah.
Wrapped in bandages for days, I am fed like a baby.
Oh, great is Allah that thou hast lived through the flames.
I am Roxor. Tied in the chair I sat while my men ran away through the smoke, but I did not try to leave.
By the tomb of the prophet.
I sat like a stone until the flames had burned away the cords on my wrists.
Chandu held you in a chair with his magic.
His name is Chandu. It was with cords, not magic. With him was Abdallah. But he dead. And Chandler will be dead when I see him. Has he come to Algiers?
One who watches has told me he came tonight to a house across the street.
So, he has lost no time. Botros, you will go to the ruin.
To the ruin?
You do not think I will leave Regent there now?
No man knows he is there, master. For long he is thought to have died.
Fool, I do not ask for your opinion. Chandler knows Regent is not dead. Why do you think he has come to Algiers?
He must be a demon, as men say.
He knows, and I must take Regent away.
Master, thou didst not say I must go alone.
Are you saying you're afraid?
I am not afraid of what I can see, master. But the ruin is filled with evil spirits.
Fool, idiot! I told those tales myself to keep men away from it. Coward!
Bismillah, it is the will of Allah.
Yeah, I have not said you must go alone.
Uh-huh.
It's time for me to have another talk with Regent.
If I nick master, the offender Regent will die.
He has lived through 9 years of such talks. Why should he die in one more? You have heard of his death? You keep it from me?
No, I have not. By the life of the prophet,
I... must not die until I have the secret. Then I give the command. And the world is mine.
Thou art great, Raxo.
I know that, fool. But why do you stand there rubbing your fat hands together? Have coffee brought.
I will, master.
A coffee for what?
What?
Master, thy knowest what, the servant?
Was the name of the sorcerer, and all the time it was Chandler.
I do not understand, Moalam.
You need not understand. Why have you moved the couch to this place? I do not like it. Have it moved back by the windows.
I will move it myself, master. Mohammed, the man behind the curtains.
A man hiding here? How could he be here? Who let him in? Call them in.
It is only a beggar. I will kick him into the street.
A beggar. It is Chandler.
Ayyallah.
Take him to the cellars. When he is chained there with an iron collar about his neck, we shall see what it means to oppose Roxor.
Pause before we say good evening to suggest that you and your family listen to Chandu every weekday evening at this time. And for your family wash, we'd like to have you try the soap we make, White King granulated soap. If you think that a washing machine soap should make suds, plenty of rich, thick, energetic suds, then you'll love White King. For White King makes plenty of suds, suds that stay up even when your wash water cools down. And White King suds are so full of wash day energy, they wash your clothes clean and wash them fast. Why, even your most badly soiled bath towels, your food-stained table linens, and the youngsters' grimy play togs come clean in White King's rich, creamy suds. So on your radio for thrills and adventure, remember to listen to Chandu the Magician every weekday evening. And in your weekly wash, remember to use White King granulated soap. Nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King for your washing machine. Chandu the Magician is produced and directed by Cyril Armbruster. Your announcer is Howard Culver. The makers of White King invite you to listen Monday at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.